Indian shares rose on Tuesday after tumbling as much as 3% in the previous session as information technology and metal stocks gained, though the impact of surging Omicron COVID-19 cases on global economic recovery kept investors worried. And NBSP. The NSE Nifty 50 index was up 1.5% at 16,860.25 by 0504 GMT, and the benchmark S&P PBSE Sensex rose 1.3% to 56,539.75. The indexes are still more than 10% away from their peak in October. And NBSP. And QUOT, there are concerns regarding higher valuations. Steep corrections make valuations comfortable, and we will see these kind of pullbacks more often, and QUOT, said Siddharth Khemkar, head of retail research at Motilal Oswal Securities. And NBSP. And QUOT, foreign institutional investors and number 39, portfolio allocations have seen sharp outperformance. They will have to realign their portfolios, and that and number 39, s what we are seeing right now, and QUOT, Khemkar said. And NBSP. Investors have also been keeping a tab on the spread of the Omicron variant and associated restrictions, with New Zealand delaying the planned reopening of its international border and several other countries reimposing social distancing measures. And NBSP. And QUOT, market will remain sideways and the selling pressure will exist until there is some global clarity on the new variant and interest rate policies of central banks, and QUOT, Khemkar added. And NBSP. The Nifty IT index rose 1.2%, while the metals index gained 1.7%, after falling 2% and 4%, respectively, in the previous session. And NBSP. Wipro Limited rose 3.1% after it bought cybersecurity consulting firm Agile for $230 million. And NBSP. Shares of MapMe India, which powers Apple Incorporated and number 39, S Maps in the country, surged 54% in their Mumbai market debut. And NBSP. SoftBank backed Indian e-commerce platform Snapdeal filed for an initial public offering on Tuesday, joining dozens of firms in the country that have tapped the capital markets this year.